If doctors can't convince people to lose weight, maybe this guy can.
Next. No soup for you, only salad.
That's Larry Thomas reprising his role as the soup Nazi from the television show Seinfeld. In an ad produced by the Center for Consumer Freedom, restaurant customers stand in line and get weighed. The soup Nazi dictates what they can and cannot eat, depending on their heft.
Salad line. Nothing for you.
Come on.
The ad is designed to get individuals to take more responsibility for their weight. Rick Berman is the executive director of the Center for Consumer Freedom. He says it's a waste of time to try to modify people's behavior by using what he calls silly rules and regulations. He takes issue with so-called snack and soda taxes, pharmaceutical companies marketing their obesity drugs, and civil lawsuits.
There are a number of entrepreneurial trial lawyers who are now suggesting that you should be able to sue food companies for making foods that they claim are addictive, suggesting that cheese is morphine on a cracker. There's one lawyer out there who suggests that he should be able to sue doctors for not making certain that their patients are adequately warned about obesity.
13 states currently limit obesity-related lawsuits. Nutrition expert Maureen Story says there are other solutions to the problem of obesity.
People need to be more aware about the importance of being physically active and eating more healthfully. That's far more important than anything else.
Maureen Story spends her days directing the Center for Food and Nutrition Policy at Virginia Tech, and that would put her squarely in the category that experts say encourages obesity, jobs that keep Americans sitting all day. So Maureen Story does what we all know we are supposed to do.
I try, anyway, to go out at lunchtime and run. Well, that means that depending on how far I run that day, I might be able to afford a little bit of a treat. If I don't go out and run, then I need to be more careful.
And if anyone needs any more evidence that obesity is indeed a problem in the U.S., a study released this week says the direct and indirect costs of obesity are more than $117 billion a year. The report was put out by the nonprofit advocacy group Trust for America's Health, entitled the report F as in Fat. It found that a whopping 65% of Americans are either overweight or obese, and about 30% of children are overweight or at risk of becoming so. Those extra pounds increase the risk of diabetes, heart disease, many types of cancer, arthritis, and other illnesses. The report found that in 41 states, over 20% of the population is obese. Alabama ranked the worst in terms of obesity, Colorado the best. Among the findings, even though low-income groups have the highest level of obesity, only a few states and communities have tried to improve access to low-cost, nutritious food in low-income areas. The report recommends that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention become what it calls the nation's command and control center in charge of managing the nation's obesity problem.